This is Centene Podcast on GERD. What is GERD? What is it caused by? Gastroesophageal reflux disease, or GERD, also known as acid reflux disease or heartburn, is a common disease. GERD affects over 60 million Americans. It is a digestive disease caused by backward flow of normal stomach juices into the esophagus. The esophagus is the tube that carries the food you eat from your mouth to your stomach. The esophagus doesn't handle acidic stomach juices well. When it is exposed to them, it becomes inflamed. This inflammation causes the heartburn symptom of GERD. Normally, acid is prevented from entering the esophagus. There is a muscular ring that seals the esophagus from the stomach. This ring usually opens when you eat to allow food to pass. It squeezes shut in between bites to prevent stomach juices from moving backward. In most people with GERD, this muscular ring doesn't seal tightly. This allows acid to enter the esophagus from the stomach. Certain foods, caffeine, alcohol, smoking, and pregnancy also weaken the ring. With acid in the esophagus, a person feels heartburn. I think I may have GERD. What are the symptoms? The most common symptom of GERD is heartburn. In fact, GERD and heartburn are used to describe the same disease. Heartburn is a burning-type pain felt in your chest and stomach. The pain is constant and can last for hours. It is worse after eating large meals, especially those containing spicy food, tomato-based foods, fatty foods, and caffeine. Many people feel it most at night when they are lying flat. Heartburn is the most common symptom. Other symptoms include frequent burping, a sour taste in your mouth, dry cough, or trouble swallowing. How do I know I have this problem? The majority of the time, medical testing isn't necessary to diagnose heartburn. Your doctor will listen to your symptoms and ask you some questions. If it sounds like you have heartburn based on your symptoms, your doctor will likely treat it with medicine and tell you to not eat those things that bring on heartburn. Most people with heartburn respond well to medicine, so if it makes you feel better, then it was most likely heartburn. If it is unclear if your symptoms are caused by heartburn, you do not get better with a therapy, or you have any worrisome symptoms, your doctor will want to do further testing to make sure there is nothing more serious going on. Worrisome symptoms include pain with swallowing, weight loss, throwing up blood or black stools, or sudden development of heartburn symptoms at a later age. When further testing is needed, your doctor will most likely perform an endoscopy. This test involves the insertion of a small flexible tube with a camera attached through your mouth and into your esophagus and stomach. The doctor is able to look at the lining of the esophagus and stomach to look for any injury. In most patients with GERD, the tissue lining looks normal. However, sometimes the tissue looks inflamed or breaks in the lining are seen. Rarely, a mass can be seen suggesting cancer, or a biopsy may show you have a bacteria called Helicobacter pylori, which can lead to ulcers. If there are any suspicious-looking areas, samples can be obtained to look at under the microscope. If you have the bacteria, then they will have you take some antibiotics. What can I do to prevent heartburn or GERD? There are steps you can take to prevent heartburn. If your symptoms are mild, making these changes may be all you need to do. In more severe cases, these changes may make the pain better, but will not cure them. Don't smoke. If you smoke, quit. If you don't smoke, don't start. Studies show that tobacco increases acid production. Over time, the chemicals from smoking also harm the lining of the esophagus, making it more susceptible to damage caused by acid. Avoid certain foods. Some foods can worsen heartburn symptoms. These are citrus fruit or juice, chocolate, fried or fatty foods, garlic, onions, spicy food, tomato-based foods, and mint-flavored foods. Avoid caffeinated drinks and alcohol. Lose weight. If you are overweight, shed those extra pounds. Obesity has been shown to increase heartburn symptoms. That added pressure from a large belly can push the acid out of the stomach, especially when you are lying down. People who lose weight report better control of their heartburn. Eat smaller meals. Symptoms tend to be worse following larger meals. Try to eat small and frequent meals. Avoid lying down for 3 hours after eating. When you lie down right after eating, the food hasn't had enough time to completely empty into the stomach. This food will tend to stay in the esophagus and cause painful heartburn. Help your body move food the right way by sitting upright, or even better, take a walk. Avoid eating 2 to 3 hours before sleeping. Raise the head of your bed 6 to 8 inches. By elevating the head of the bed, it makes it harder for acid to move up into your esophagus and cause your painful symptoms. Place wooden blocks securely under your headboard bedpost to prop your bed up. I made some lifestyle changes, but my symptoms are still there. Are there other treatments available? Yes, there are many medical treatments as well as some surgical treatments. Medical treatment is tried first. There are 3 classes of medicines commonly used to treat heartburn: antacids, H2 receptor blockers, and proton pump inhibitors, PPIs. If your symptoms are infrequent, less than 2 times a week, your doctor may recommend antacid therapy taken only with symptoms. If you are having heartburn more than 2 times a week, your doctor will probably recommend preventive therapy with either an H2 blocker or PPI taken daily. Antacids. Examples are Tums, Alka-Seltzer, Maalox, Pepto-Bismol. These are the best-known heartburn medicines. They can be bought over-the-counter without a prescription. Check with your insurance company. Sometimes these medications are covered if you have a doctor's prescription. Antacids work by decreasing the acid level in the stomach. These are best for people who have symptoms infrequently. Antacids can be taken before a meal or for rapid pain relief when symptoms are present. H2 blockers. Examples: ranitidine, famotidine, cimetidine. These medicines work by decreasing the amount of acid produced in the stomach. These medicines are generally less expensive than PPIs, and when taken twice daily, improve symptoms in over 50% of patients. Some H2 blockers are now available over-the-counter without a prescription. PPIs. An example is omeprazole. PPIs are the most effective at decreasing acid production. Not only do these medicines improve symptoms in most, they also heal tissue damage caused by stomach acid. When taken daily, PPIs are the most effective for preventing heartburn symptoms. Is surgery an effective treatment for heartburn? Yes. The most common surgical procedure used is the Nissen fundoplication. Surgical treatment can be extremely effective, but is indicated only as a last resort when medical therapy has failed. I'm thinking about getting pregnant. Is it safe to use heartburn medications during pregnancy? Pregnant women develop heartburn or GERD in as many as 80% of cases. Women who had GERD symptoms before pregnancy tend to have a worsening of symptoms during pregnancy. Pregnant women experience heartburn symptoms for 2 main reasons. First, as the baby grows, it pushes the stomach higher up in the chest, making it easier for acid to enter the esophagus. Second, some of the hormones produced during pregnancy also make it easier for acid to enter the esophagus. Lifestyle changes are very important in preventing heartburn in pregnancy. Avoiding certain foods, caffeine, propping the head of the bed up, and avoiding lying down after eating can all be very effective. Some women have had success with chewing ginger when pregnant. You only need a small amount and it will not harm the baby. Ginger is beneficial in decreasing heartburn symptoms as well as the nausea and vomiting associated with pregnancy. In addition, antacid treatment with Tums is also safe during pregnancy. There is not as much evidence supporting the safety of H2 blockers and PPIs in pregnancy, but experts agree that H2 blockers can be used safely in women who have persistent symptoms despite lifestyle changes. It is recommended that PPIs be avoided if possible because we are not sure what effect they may have on the growing baby. As always, if you are going to take any medicine when pregnant, it is best to check with your doctor first to make sure it is safe. I know heartburn can be painful, but is it dangerous in any way? Many people don't realize that heartburn can lead to other medical problems. If untreated, acid causes injury to the esophageal tissue. Over time, this injury can lead to the narrowing of the esophagus, making it difficult to swallow food effectively. The most worrisome complication of untreated heartburn is cancer. Over time, acid can injure the esophageal cells, turning them from normal tissue cells into cancer tissue cells. The good news is that these complications are entirely avoidable if you take control of your heartburn and treat it effectively. So in conclusion, remember, heartburn is incredibly common and there are good treatment options available. If medical treatment doesn't work, see your doctor immediately to make sure nothing more serious is going on. Over time, untreated heartburn can lead to serious medical problems, so don't ignore it.
All information in this podcast is provided to you as general, educational information only, and is not intended as medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the counsel of your physician or healthcare provider who is familiar with your own unique needs and circumstances.